Hi, this is Mark, and welcome to the Candle Shore Podcast. Today I'm going to demonstrate how to use the Nike Plus Heart Monitor with the iPod Nano 6th generation when used with VoiceOver, which is Apple's software screen reading solution for the blind and low vision. So why use a heart monitor when exercising? The best workouts can be achieved if you can keep your heart at a certain number of beats per minute for any given period of time. What does this mean? If I wanted to lose weight or I wanted to maintain my current weight, I would not necessarily want to exercise, walk, run, insert exercise here, as fast and as hard as I possibly can. Losing weight, for example, can best be achieved by, in fact, not going as fast and as hard as you can. Depending on your age, that will determine how many beats per minute you should keep your heart rate in for at least 20 minutes a day. So back when I was losing weight, I had a Nordic Trek skier. For the first 2 or 3 weeks, I was exercising as fast and hard as I could on this thing, and yet I lost no weight. Then I decided to do some research on the internet, and I found that for my age at the time, if I wanted to burn the most fat in any given period of time, I had to keep my heart rate between 130 and 140 beats per minute for at least 20 minutes. And believe it or not, that was easier to do. It turns out that if you exercise too vigorously, you will not burn off fat efficiently. Well, after doing the research and I slowed down my workout, which I thought was almost too easy, I can tell you that in 1 week, the weight started falling off. It was absolutely amazing. So what do you need to get started? Those using VoiceOver will need the iPod Nano 6th generation. I'm saying 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Not the 5th generation, but the 6th. You'll need the Polar Wearlink Heart Monitor. You can pick that up at either the Apple Store or the Nike Store. Next, you're going to need the Nike Plus Workout Kit. And this generally consists of two pieces. The Nike Plus Sensor and the Nike Plus Receiver. And just so you know, the sensor is what goes in your shoe or sock. It controls the pedometer feature of the Nike Plus software. When you remove the heart monitor from its package, you will discover two items inside. One is the monitor itself. It's pretty basic. No buttons. There's nothing to turn on, turn off. It's already got the battery in it, and it's ready to go. You will see that on the back side of it are two male, I would say prongs or nubs. The second item is an elastic band that you will wrap around your torso. The monitor, the whole item, when it's assembled, goes underneath your clothing. Of course, this band is adjustable, so please do so before wearing. You want to make sure it's snug, but not overly tight. This band uses an eye hook fastening system. Pretty obvious when you see it, so I'll just leave it at that. In order to attach the monitor to the band, the two nubs that are on the monitor, if you feel along the band, you will see two female receptors. And don't worry, because there are no moving parts, there is no right side up or upside down. So just line up the two male prongs to the female receptors, squeeze them together, boom, it's attached. And you want to place the monitor so that it's under your left, oh God, I can't say the word, let's just say boob, at the top of your rib cage. You know, right over your heart. Oh, and just so we're clear, the monitor itself never touches your body. You have your skin, then the band, then the monitor, and next will be your outer clothing or your clothing. Oh, one more thing. You will notice that opposite of where the female receptors are, if you feel along the band, it kind of feels like plastic. That's actually sensors. So before you begin your workout or you want to use the monitor, moisten it just a little bit with just a little damp cloth or something, because water helps conduct the electric signals from your body to the monitor, making it easier for it to pick up your heart rate. Okay? And don't worry about sweating on the band because it's machine washable. So just remove the monitor, drop the band in the washing machine, let it air dry, reattach the monitor, and rock on. Next, we have the Nike Plus Workout Kit. Two items inside. One is the sensor. It's oval-shaped. Again, no moving parts. Drop it inside your shoe or inside your sock. The receiver comes with a lid. Remove the lid. Plug it in the bottom of your Nano, just like you would plug in any power supply. It's really that simple, and you are good to go. And as for the iPod Nano 6th generation, well, this discussion assumes that you've already enabled VoiceOver and that you're familiar with the basic interface of the device itself. So let's get started. Okay, so first we're going to go to Settings.
Settings.
And now we'll scroll through the items list. Let's see what's here.
About. Music. General. Photos. Pedometer. Nike Plus iPod.
I'm going to select Nike Plus iPod.
Nike Plus iPod.
And let's explore this list of items.
Power song.
This is a power song that you can set. I never set one, or I haven't yet. You may choose to.
Zone workout. Switch. Button. On. Double tap to toggle setting.
The zone workout is when you specifically exercise to keep your heart rate in a certain zone. The default is off. I have toggled mine to on. I suggest you do the same.
Spoken feedback.
You can double tap on spoken feedback. I have mine set to female. You can select male if you choose.
Wait.
The next item is wait. Again, you can go into this submenu and you can use the with voiceover, you can adjust your wait. And this will help you when it comes to calculating how many calories you've burned during a workout. I suggest you do that. And no, I'm not going to list my weight here on the show.
Sensor.
The sensor item is where you can link your iPod Nano to your sensor. Let's see what's inside this menu item.
Sensor. Link.
So there's the item here that says link. Just double tap on this item that says link. Follow the instructions. Make sure you have your sensor, 2 or 3 inches away from the Nano. Again, follow the instructions and you'll be good to go. I'm going to back out of this menu.
Nike Plus iPod. Sensor. Remote.
The next item is a remote. Most of you won't have a remote. I don't have one. This is yet a different device.
Heart rate monitor.
Ah, the heart rate monitor. Here we go. If you haven't already linked your monitor, double tap on this item.
Heart rate monitor. Link.
And then tap on the link item and it will link your heart rate monitor. Make sure your monitor is a good 5 to 6 inches away from the Nano and follow the instructions. Going back a menu item.
Nike Plus iPod. Heart rate monitor.
And that's it for this list of items. We're going to go back yet again.
Settings. Nike Plus iPod.
And one more time.
Home. Playlists.
Now we're going to go to the fitness icon or the fitness section of the Nano.
Fitness. Fitness. Nike Plus iPod.
The first item is the Nike Plus iPod, and that's what I'm going to choose.
Nike Plus iPod. Basic.
The first item in this section is a basic workout. There are a lot of different workouts inside here, including one for timed or calories, distance. I'm going to choose for demonstration the heart rate workout. But please explore all of these, and you can use the heart monitor in all of these different workout types.
Heart rate.
So I've moved down to the heart rate item, and I'm going to double tap.
Heart rate range, 65.
The range is the target range you want your heart to stay in. I've been practicing with my Nano, but the default is 90 to 100 beats per minute. Once you've made the selection, again, using standard voiceover gestures, you're going to select the done button.
Done. Button. Activity. Walking.
Next is the activity screen, and there's a long list of choices here, including rowing, skiing, running. I have mine set to walking. Again, once you're finished making your selection, choose done.
Done. Workout music. Podcasts.
This is where you select your workout music. Of course, right now I'm going to select none.
Audiobook. Shuffle songs. None. Searching. Please wear heart rate monitor.
Tap start to begin your workout.
Heart rate workout.
At this point, it can be a little confusing because you have not only voiceover reading the screen, but you also have the Nike Plus software female feedback. But you'll get used to it. Effectively, it's saying to select the start button to begin the workout. And instead of giving you a lengthy explanation, let me just make it short. I'm going to do a demo by just starting a workout. And I want you yourself, when you get this set up, to explore the screen by swiping to different areas, and as you swipe left and right, it will change the focus. Wherever the focus is, that is where voiceover will begin speaking. Let's try it and see.
Start workout.
Beginning workout. Tap pause
button.
To end your workout.
Disabled.
Right now, we're on the button that says disabled, but that is the start button. Now, I'm going to change focus.
BPM. 56. 56.
You can see now that it's
59.
It's tracking 61, my heart rate.
62. 62.
I'm going to move focus again.
62. 0 minutes and 29 seconds. 0 minutes and 32 seconds. 0 minutes and 34 seconds.
I'm going to move focus again.
0 minutes. 74. BPM. 68. 67. 65.
Okay, that's my 64, heart rate.
6. BPM.
I'm going to leave it on BPM because that's beats per minute. Now, that's certainly one way to get feedback. There are several ways to get feedback. And again, you can use a monitor in any workout you'd like. Probably the most popular way of getting feedback will be to let the Nike Plus software do its job for you. To do that, simply press the power button, which will turn the screen off.
Screen off.
Watch what happens when I press the power button again.
BPM.
Time, 1 minute, 19 seconds. Current heart rate, 55 beats per minute.
So you can certainly do it that way if you don't want to get the constant second-by-second feedback. Again, I'm going to press the power button.
Screen off.
By the way, I'm moving as I talk to keep my heart rate up and going. Otherwise, I just guess I'd die, huh? I'm going to press the power button again.
BPM.
Time, 1 minute, 42 seconds. Current heart rate, 60 beats per minute.
Pretty neat, huh? And I can always change the focus whenever I want by swiping left and right.
60, 60, 60, 60, 59, 59, 59, 59, 59, 2 minutes and 0 seconds. 2 minutes and 2 seconds. 61 BPM.
I suggest you leave it on the focus on the acronym beat per minute of BPM. Now, there are some buttons on here that are not labeled, but there's only really one button you can use, and that is the pause or resume button. So I'm going to swipe till I hear it.
Button. Disabled.
And because it says disabled, we know that's the start button. You can't activate it because it's already in use.
Button.
The next one just says button, and that's the button that we want. I'm going to double tap it.
Button.
Tap resume.
Would you like to enter
continue your workout?
So I have a couple of choices here, and I can swipe at my leisure to see what the screen reads.
Resume. Button.
I can hit the resume button, because right now I'm paused.
Change music. Button.
I can change the music if I really wanted to.
End workout. Button.
Or I can end the workout, which is what I'm going to do.
Workout completed.
Workout summary.
Time, 2
heart
minutes, 36 seconds. Average heart rate, 60 beats per minute.
And again, that was the Nike Plus software give me that feedback, but if I want to read it at my own.
Heart rate workout. Duration. 2 minutes and 36 seconds.
Actually, I'm doing it line by line, but you can read the entire screen with the appropriate hand gestures. That's really all there is to it. Simply stated, it's an amazing system created by an amazing group of companies for some amazing people. I hope you find this helpful. Thank you for listening. Remember to make a joyful noise. And I'll see you back here soon. Take care. Bye-bye.